Serious legal questions now surround the scandal-plagued federal sports grants program, adding to the pressure on the Deputy Nationals leader, Bridget McKenzie. Respected constitutional experts, QCs and the opposition, of course, have all weighed in after a scathing Auditor-General's report, which said the money was often spent to help the coalition win last year's election. But the government continues to insist the millions were shelled out by the book. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
The impression the government's kicked an own goal with its controversial sports grants program took another step forward today. University of Sydney constitutional expert Anne Toomey says it could be invalid.
The Commonwealth is only given limited powers under the Constitution. There's no power given to it in relation to sport.
And she says the legislation establishing the program put decision-making power in the hands of departmental officials, not then-sports minister Bridget McKenzie, who, in the lead-up to the last election, overruled advice on which were the most needy local sports clubs, instead doling out millions of dollars to less-deserving clubs in marginal seats the government hoped to win or retain.
That means that there are some difficulties there in terms of working out how it is that the minister could make the final decision in relation to these grants. So the grants themselves may well be unlawful.
There's no legal basis upon which this minister was intervening to make these decisions.
That's opposition leader Anthony Albanese, who was in Perth today at a sports club which missed out on funding without being told why.
And when it comes to sport, people expect a level playing field.
He's noting Anne Toomey's comments come as several law firms specialising in class actions are offering their services to sports clubs that missed out.
My understanding is that some clubs are going to do that. That's a decision for them. And I'm not surprised.
The first grant to attract attention came in the lead-up to the election, with the Liberal candidate in the South Australian seat of Mayo, Georgina Downer, presenting a novelty cheque for $127,000 to the Yankalilla Bowls Club, despite not even being in Parliament.
Anyone looking at that would think this is Georgina Downer's money. It wasn't. It was taxpayers' money, and there the independent local member of Parliament was excluded from that announcement.
Independent Rebecca Sharkey won the seat despite the cash splash.
Sure, I was a little disappointed that it was prior to the election and I wasn't included in any announcement.
But though she says she'd support a parliamentary inquiry into Bridget McKenzie's actions, she's not condemning the program itself.
I'm very pleased that Yankalilla was able to receive that funding. As I said, right across Mayo, you know, We need to upgrade a number of sporting facilities.
Today, she was touring the fire-ravaged Adelaide Hills with the Emergency Services Minister David Littleproud, who was promising cash for bushfire victims.
There'll be further announcements for South Australia as we continue to work through, as we did with Victoria, in the clean-up.
But try as he might to keep the focus on that, he too was forced to answer questions about where the sports grants money went, like the $190,000 that was spent on the well-to-do Tea Tree Gully Golf Club in Adelaide, which spent the money on a new foyer.
Obviously, it was a much needed investment in this community, and it doesn't matter whether you're here in the Adelaide Hills or in my far western Queensland electorate of Maranoa. It all has an impact in bringing communities together and making sure that sport is at the forefront of that, and it's all been done within the guidelines of that program.
Federal Emergency Services Minister David Littleproud. Tom Eagledon, our reporter.